This will be mentioned.
It
is not only a temple, but a planetation. According to Mahamma. Which planet is situated? Where is Vaikuntha Loka? Where is Golok Vrindavan?
The real planet, like in the west.
That's what I told him. That this is not a temple. This is like a big cultural expedition to the planetarium.
But the people will pay. Everyone will pay a rupee to go in and see that. 1 rupee for that, 1 rupee to that.
He left that to take that to the divine tragedy sister. Mentioned that.
My father in those planetariums, they use a machine in the center that shoots out light. My father helped to invent that. So we could probably.
Speaking of father. Father and son, both of them. He's where he is.
In America.
You're not calling? You're not talking?
I don't think so, sir.
You want?
No. Yeah. He reads your Bhagavad Gita every night.
Then why he left out?
I think he's too much attached to my mother.
Great. Your mother is not old enough. What is the age of your mother?
68.
Oh, it's still. She's attractive. A girl of 68? That's fine. Very good husband. And what is your father say?
68.
And mother?
68.
He had also some cases. Gandhi's wife was 1 year older than that. Yes. Kasturba Gandhi, he was 17 years old, and Gandhi was 16 years old, and they're married.
That was arranged by their parents, or they did it themselves?
Yes, by their parents. Except in Bengal, the other provinces, they do not check much care on the age. Generally, the bridegroom is older. Boy is older than the girl. He was 11 years old.
11 years old?
Yes. And his wife, my mother-in-law, was 7 years old. Dr. Rajendra Prasad, the president, he was married when he was 8 years old.
Yes. How old was his wife?
He was sleeping. The marriage party goes to the bride's house. So it was the time fixed was at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock. So the bridegroom was sleeping. So all the men went, I'm not to be married.
He didn't understand.
He did not know what he's married. Get up, you have to be married now.
So in such cases, they would live separately, though? Oh, they grew older.
I think the girl is 12, 14. So she must be with puberty period. Then.
But still, they know who they are married to.
Oh, yes.
So they don't have any anxiety.
Yes. It was at that time 11 years. So she came to leave at the age of 13 years. And at 14 years, she gave birth to child.
How old were you, Prabhupada, when you... How old were you when you got married?
I was a student, so we were living separately. When she was 13 years old, after puberty, then she was there are many mothers who still, the difference between the child, first child and mother, 12 years.
Hmm.
There are many mothers. At 12 years they go back to Israel. Especially in Bengal.
Hmm. In America that is considered very horrible.
Why?
All my sisters are married within 12 years. My second sister, she became 12 years, and I heard my mother became so disturbed. Oh, this girl is not being married, I shall come with suicide.
Well,
yes. And she was given to a boy, my brother-in-law, for the second man. Means that my brother-in-law lost his first wife, and still he was 21 years old. My sister was 12 years old, and brother-in-law was 20. I do not know exactly what is the shastra, but they say that if the girl before marriage has menstruation, then the father has to eat that menstrual liquid. But it is very strict. And if the father is not living, then the other has to eat. That is the third marriage. The rest of the father, in the absence of the father, they left them. The girl must be married. That is, it is called dar. Kunna dar. Dar. Dar means legally inheritance. That is called dar. They say your father's money, you get automatically. So similarly, konnada means to get the girl married is a die, you cannot refuse it. It is incumbent, it must be.
So many of the girls in our society, they have reached that age, but they are not getting married.
And your society is different. Now it is Hieros.
I mean in Iskcon.
Mm-hmm.
In our society.
Iskcon is not going to be a social reformer, but as far as possible, it can help. Our main business is how to make everyone to support. Very hard. We cannot take up, but if possible, we can take up all the system of Varna.
If Varna Ashram is neglected, mm-hmm. Then how can there be proper functioning of society?
No, in this society stands Sri Krishna seriously. Then it is all. Never mind, whatever it does.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Api jato chila hari nare udhari. This is the power of Krishna. If one is absorbed in Krishna consciousness, all benefits. So long as the bodily concept applies, we require this varnasrama love. There's no necessity.
Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have read in the 8th chapter, Madhya-lila, talk between Avanandara and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, professional life, how begins? This question was raised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Ravananda's life begins with the varnasrama, regular thing. social life.
He rejected that.
Not rejected. Yes, it is not very important. Your larger. It is external. Agriculture is not something more. But the Varnasam Dharma is a good health and nursery. But it is not important for this person. Otherwise, how could I start this movement in your temple? There is no Varnasam Dharma. But that did not hamper my movement. Now, people are surprised how these people have become such great devotees. It was not based on Varnasam Dharma. No. Because the whole movement is spiritual. It starts from the spiritual platform. Aham Brahmasmi, Jive Sarupani Prakrishna Das. Mahapalam punya jasumurari, pamam rudi bossa punya punam. Now, it's like here is a gap. So you can go by the bridge, and if you can jump over, very well. Very well. So, to become Krishna contact means to jump over to the spiritual platform easily. And this Varnasam Dharma, Sannas, Varnatyag, Karmatyag, these are different states only. But if you become Krishna conscious seriously, then you jump over all these steps. You go immediately. That's right. And lift and the staircase. By staircase you go, step by step. By lift you can go immediately, faster.
Even some of these women, they're not married, but they are serving Krishna.
Yes. Kriya Sujata Thavar. This Kriya. Yeah, he's a taking. Even his prostitute. See, yeah. People aren't Brahma. They don't have so. Back to home. Manipat, if he takes Krishna very serious, then everything's good. No impediment. Ahitaki apatihata. Devotional attachment is so strong that it cannot be checked by any material impediments. The matras, they are thinking that how this blessed and devil can become a bear. But they do not know that by Krishna consciousness one can jump over. Maya nitang sarantites. David Jisa Gunami Mumadutta. Maya is very strong, therefore there will process. Varnasam Dharma, Karma Tag, this, that, so many things. Pious activities, rituals. But this is a process, step by step, to cross over Maya. But Krishna says, Mami Vaja Prabhadvanti Maya Metam Karanti. Anyone who surrenders to Krishna sincerely, immediately crosses. And Krishna says in another place, Amka Sarvapapibha Mukhursan. I'll do immediately. So Maya means pap. Unless one is sinful, he cannot be in Maya. So if one surrenders, then he means immediately Kasu Karma. So this Master Brahmins, they consider this thing. They are thinking, how a person born in other families, they can become gods.
So they have no faith in devotional service?
No.
What was the conclusion last night with J.G. Guru and Mr. So I couldn't follow
that in some books. You can't understand that. Gunakarma Viha. Narada Muni also said, one must be qualified, not the bad. Just like this morning, and we are the same book. But the marriage cannot take place. Because in the same family.
The same Gotra.
And the same title there, and same Gotra. That is the same family. That is the proof. So then in the same family, there cannot be any marriage. Sagotra. Sagotra Vivaha Nishet.
So no member of your family could have married someone in the Malik family?
No. There is another Malik family. They are different from our family.
They're not Jays.
They're not Jays. They're thieves. Seals. They're practically seals. Seal Malik and Day Malik. There are two Maliks. Their gotra is also different. In the marriage, before marriage taking place, one has to calculate whether they belong to the same family, same disciple. Then if it is the same, the marriage is not. Same blood will not be accepted. Same family, same blood. So throughout the whole world, same blood. It's not allowed, marriage.
Yeah, that's going on in other places in the world too.
Huh? Yeah.
All over the world. They say that what will happen, one thing that will happen, is that if there's any, of course, this is scientist explanation. If there's any weakness within the family line, that means bodily weakness, mental weakness, or anything.
No, even if it's not weakness, it will create weakness. The different blood will create some incentives. Different flow of blood. That is scientific. But who cares about that?
Nowadays,
the Mohammedans, they accept the same blood. Because they are not very intelligent. Throughout the whole world, the Mohammedans are not very intelligent.
They marry within the family.
Yeah. And uncle's daughter.
Uncle's daughter.
Yes. The father and his brother. So his daughter, his son, can you imagine?
There were some cases that in the royalty in France, and they got some bad bleeding disease. If they got any cuts, then that would never heal. It only bleeds until they die.
They did a scientific not to get married of the same blood.
Many people ask us what gotra we are.
We are Achyuta group.
Achyuta
group. Achyuta means never falls down.
Never falls down.
Yes.
Is that a gotra?
Yes. Achyuta group. All devotees are, we are identified with Krishna's family. Achyuta group. Means Achyuta. Achyuta is Krishna. So Krishna consciousness means Achyuta.